Our segment, Science Out of the Box, often takes us into the laboratory. But for the rest of our time today, we'll take science with us into the world of dance. Meet the internationally celebrated choreographer and dancer, Mark Morris. For the past 7 years, his studio has held a special class for people with Parkinson's disease. Instructors and students dance together in an airy, light-filled building in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. The mystery is that Parkinson's inhibits movement.
People come in barely sort of shuffling along, if I may tell the truth, and the class frees people. You know, it's not a miracle, and I don't know the science. I know that music, rhythm, repetition, encouragement makes everybody dance. And then you don't even know that you're moving. You're dancing now. It was a trick. If it's a trick, I don't mind.
Six, seven, and eight. Scooping one, two, stretching long through the spine. Keep the length as you lower the hands. Energy in the palms as you shoot, lifting.
On Wednesdays, the studio fills with older, less perfect bodies moving through space. Here, for an hour and a quarter, wheelchairs and canes are set aside. Things begin with a loose circle around several instructors from the Mark Morris dance group. Misty Owens is an elegant, dark-haired dancer. She says people who've come for years find their bodies have more control, more understanding of movement, muscle memory of a learned pattern.
It's that moment of bringing all of that together, not just being a human being with Parkinson's, but being a human being in a live, vital, creative class that I find is just the explosive mixture that makes this a wonderful opportunity.
Opposite side, lift.
There's a dancer who stands out in this group, a tall man in a sleeveless shirt. His upper torso dives backwards and forwards in constant jerky circles. But he possesses, a teacher says, a delicacy of quality. Robert Simpson was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2005, and he was a dancer in his pre-Parkinson's life.
I just love to fly across the floor if I can, because I'm thinking I want to fly as much as I can. Well, I can still do it. I mean, I just loved the feeling of it.
Again, up. And rest. Excellent. Thank you.
We asked the students to sit with us for a moment and tell us about the first time they thought something might be wrong.
My wife and I, our kitchen is our gathering place. And I prop my arm on a chair and talking to her as she turns. And one day she reached over and grabbed my hand. She said, "Do you know your hand is shaking like that?"
I was driving the car and my left hand started to wiggle.
I began to have a kind of a clawing in my hand. I didn't understand why I had clawing in my hand. And my arm stopped swinging.
I could barely move. My friend had to, like, move me in bed. I mean, I couldn't function. And I didn't know why.
So that was when I decided to go to the doctor. And the result came back that I had Parkinson's.
What was your job back then?
I was a trucker.
I danced in New York.
I'm a lawyer. I was a litigator. And it was a disaster for my career.
You've just heard from Carol Niesman, Robert Simpson, Tony Webb, Leonore Gordon, and Reggie Butts. Dancers referred to pliés and pirouettes. Parkinson's dancers have another vocabulary to learn, and it's a cruel one. Ataxia, a loss of coordination. Festination, short, shuffling steps. Dyskinesia, involuntary body movements that can involve twisting and turning. To see where these symptoms come from, let's step outside the class and into the brain. When a person has Parkinson's disease, a certain kind of nerve cell in their brain starts to die, the kind of cell that produces the chemical dopamine. Dopamine facilitates movement, so one of the biggest challenges for Parkinson's patients is to voluntarily initiate movement. I might tell my hand to reach for my coffee mug, then I wait to see if and when it goes anywhere near it.
It's one of the paradoxes in our understanding of Parkinson's that it's the voluntary decision to move which is the most impaired, and it's not the ability to actually perform the action.
Dr. Eve Marder is past president of the Society for Neuroscience.
So, for example, a Parkinson's patient may be able to catch a ball if it's thrown at them, whereas they may not be able to decide to throw the ball.
There's no scientific proof that dance helps the symptoms of Parkinson's, but Mark Morris was recently invited to address the Society for Neuroscience. And when he described the class as a trick, well, he might be right. The idea is that dance takes the voluntary movements that are so difficult for people with Parkinson's and turns them into more instinctive movements. Movements made in reaction to a familiar tune on the piano. Movements made by mirroring the teacher or one's peers. The memorized movements of a choreographed routine.
Thus, the Parkinson's patient may find themselves moving much more fluidly and much better than they would if they were alone in a room and just saying, now I want to do those same movements.
When people come in, they're scared of moving because they've been told by doctors and other professionals that they can't move.
David Leventhal has danced with the Mark Morris group for 12 years and this group for 7. From the first moment, he said, he fell in love with it. A different sort of body engaged in the creative process. The Parkinson's group's ability to move, he says, has improved greatly.
Somebody in one of these classes once said to me, you don't want to see what I'm doing. I mean, it's just not very pretty. And I said, well, actually, it's the contrary. It's beautiful because it is so unique. Nobody else is moving the way you're moving.
Hands on hips.
To clap your hands or tap your toe to the beat, this is part of what Mark Morris himself calls the joy of dancing.
Ball change, sand.
Still, the class is not a cure. As the Parkinson's dancers get up from their chairs to begin moving across the floor, something happened. Leonore Gordon froze, arrested in her movement, akinesia.
So I got frozen, which means that sometimes the medication does not work with the Parkinson's. So I can be doing great and running around all the city, all over the place, and all of a sudden I can't move at all. So I couldn't enjoy the tap, which I usually love to do. And I can't do anything right now. I took extra medication a few minutes ago. So I may be able to be completely fine in a few minutes, but it's totally unpredictable, which is what kind of is the pain in the butt about Parkinson's. So it just is so unpredictable.
Eventually, the episode passes, and Leonore gets up to join her fellow dancers. They've formed a community with each other, a microcosm as diverse as Brooklyn. Take Bobby, Reggie Butz's wife and caregiver, who accompanies him to class.
You forget that you are with a group of people who have an illness. There's a kind of joy, there's a kind of jubilation. You get the feeling that everybody feels as normal as the next person.
Or Robert Simpson, who used to dance on stage. Now his hands involuntarily grip the flesh of his arms. The skin on his bare shoulders turns pink from the grasp. But his face glows as he describes what it felt like to enter a studio again.
It all kind of just swelled, all this sort of wonderful feeling from dancing. I felt a little bit like I found home again a little bit. So I just love it. I look forward to it. Every week, it's like the thing I think I look forward to the most is coming to class and hopefully flying across the floor.
I'd say you were flying.
Flying today a little bit.
At the end of the class, the dancers march in an almost royal Renaissance procession, as if presenting lords and ladies at court. Grace, said one of the Morris dancers, is a visual representation of a whole set of feelings, confidence being one of the strongest ones. And on this floor, for an hour and a quarter, grace and confidence imbue the dance. Our visit with the dancers of the Brooklyn Parkinson Group was produced by Kate Davidson and recorded by Manya Zuba. The music for the class was performed by William Wade. And so we dance to the end of All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.